Welcome to this lesson on Hot Pants, Subsign Bounce for 90s Inspired Darkness in Ableton Live 12. If that title sounds a little cheeky, good, because the groove is cheeky too. We're aiming for that old school jungle and TN beat energy, where the bass doesn't just sit there and hold a note, it bounces. It leans forward, pulls back, and dances around the break in a way that feels playful, tense, and seriously powerful at the same time. The big idea here is simple. We're not just designing a bass sound. We're building a bass groove that lives with the drums. In this style, the kick, snare, and breakbeat already have a lot to say, so the bass has to be smart. If it's too static, the drop feels dead. If it's too busy, the drums get crowded and the whole thing loses that classic punch. So we're looking for the sweet spot, a subsign bounce with a clean sub foundation, a little harmonic grit, and just enough rhythm to make the low end feel alive. We'll keep this all stock Ableton, nice and practical, and we'll build it in a way you can actually use in a real track. By the end, you'll have a tight one-bar or two-bar bass loop, a breakaware groove, and a simple arrangement idea that could work in a jungle intro, a dark roller, or an old-school DNB drop. First, set the project tempo between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want that classic old-school feel, 171 or 172 BPM is a really sweet zone. Open a blank live set and organize your tracks early. Put your break on one track, any extra kick or snare support on another, if you need it, then your bass track, and maybe a texture or atmosphere track for later. Keep your returns ready for reverb and delay, but use them sparingly. In this kind of music, the groove should already feel strong before you start dressing it up. Now let's build the rhythmic foundation. Before touching the bass sound, get a two-bar break loop happening. If you've got a classic break sample, drag it into simpler, switch to slice mode, and let transient slicing do the work. Trigger the slices from MIDI so you can make a clean loop and move pieces around if needed. You want that classic DNB backbone, snare on 2 and 4, ghost notes around the snare, and a few little pockets of space where the bass can answer back. If you want a little swing, use Live's groove tools gently. A small amount of shuffle on hats or ghost notes can make the rhythm feel more human, more played, but don't overdo it. We're not trying to drag the whole thing off the grid. A subtle groove amount is enough, maybe in that 20 to 40% range. The key is that the bass should react to the break, not compete with it. Now for the sound. Load operator on your bass track. This is one of the best ways to get a clean, controlled sub in Ableton. Set oscillator to a sine wave, and keep the other oscillators off for now. You want the foundation to be pure and simple. If you need a tiny bit of tone, you can shape that later with saturation or filtering, but start clean. For the amplitude envelope, keep it fast and tight. Quick attack, short decay, low sustain, and a short release. Think more pluck than drone. That shorter shape is a big part of the Hot Pants bounce because it leaves air between notes. The groove starts to breathe. The bass feels like it's stepping in and out of the drums rather than sitting on top of them. At this point, don't chase loudness. Just get the bass full enough to feel solid. Headroom matters. You're building rhythm first. Now write the MIDI pattern. Start with a one-bar loop and place the notes around the gaps in the break. This is where the style really comes alive. Instead of hitting on every strong beat, use call and response phrasing. Place a short note on the end of one, another before the snare, maybe a reply after the snare, and then leave a little rest before the bar comes back around. A good starting idea is to use around 3 or 4 notes per bar. Keep most of them short, somewhere between 16th and 8th note length, and maybe let one note per bar carry a little more weight. You don't need a complex melody here. In fact, the classic move is to keep the pitch movement really simple. A root note, a fifth, maybe a small 1-3 semitone movement if you want a little tension. The rhythm is doing most of the work, and here's an important teacher note. In this style, the best notes are often the ones you remove. If the groove feels cluttered, try deleting the last note before the snare or the first note after it. That tiny gap can make the whole line feel more expensive, more intentional, and a lot more old school. Once the notes are in place, start shaping the movement. If the bass feels too even, it can start sounding flat. Use velocity to create accents. Let a few notes hit a bit harder, and keep the support note softer. That alone can give the line a more played feel. You can also add auto filter after operator if you want a little more motion. Keep the filter subtle, with a low pass shape and just a touch of movement. We're not doing huge sweeps here. We're just giving the line a bit of breathing room and character. If the sound is still too clean, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way. You want to add harmonics, not crush the bass into mush. Turn on soft clip if it helps, and always trim the output so you're comparing at the same level. If you want a darker, more textured edge, you can also try Redux very lightly, but keep it extremely subtle, just enough to help the base read on smaller systems. Now let's talk about mono discipline, because this matters a lot in DNB. Put utility after your tone shaping and set the width to 0 for the sublayer. Keep the fundamental centered. If you want any stereo interest, put it in a higher layer, not in the actual sub. Below about 120 Hz, you want stability and focus. If you want to go a step further, split the bass into two layers. One layer is the pure sub. Simple, mono, clean. The other is a quiet grit or movement layer. That second layer could be another operator patch, or wave eatable with a little detune and low-pass filtering. Keep it quiet and let it provide attitude, not weight. That separation is one of the cleanest ways to get dark character, without wrecking the low end. Now zoom into the MIDI clip and listen closely to the timing. This is where the bounce really becomes personality. Move a few notes slightly off the grid if needed. Push one note a touch late for laid-back weight, or place one slightly early for urgency. Don't get sloppy, just human. This is the difference between a loop that feels programmed and one that feels like it's moving with intention. A great rule here is, if the bass fights the drums, don't add more notes. Shorten a note. Move a note slightly. Remove a note. The groove usually gets better when it gets simpler. To make it feel even more like classic jungle or old school DNB, add a tiny interaction layer. This could be a ghost kick, a muted rim shot, a filtered tom, or a little noise hit at the end of a phrase. Keep it very small. These details are there to make the bass and drums feel like they're answering each other. You're trying to create that conversation between the elements, not fill every gap with extra sound. If you have a drum fill bus, you can process that lightly with drum bus, a touch of glue compressor, and a Q8 to remove unnecessary low rumble. Again, subtlety is the move. In this style, a small detail can feel huge because the rest of the groove is spaced so well. Now turn the loop into an arrangement. A simple structure could be 8 bars of intro, 16 bars of full drop, 8 bars of variation, 8 bars of switch up, and then an outro that strips things back. For the intro, you can automate a low-pass filter opening slowly, so the bass teases its arrival instead of arriving all at once. Then in the main drop, let the full hot pants bounce do its thing. For variation, don't think you need a whole new bassline. Just change one thing. Remove one note. Shift the last hit. Shorten a note. Change a velocity accent. That's enough to make the phrase feel like it's evolving. In old-school DNB, the track often feels alive because of these small changes, not because of giant arrangement jumps. A really useful trick is to create tension by dropping out one bass hit right before a strong snare or break accent. That gap can hit harder than a fill. And if you want the second half of the drop to feel heavier, try stretching a couple of notes longer and reducing the number of quick replies. Less movement can sometimes feel darker and more dangerous. Before you call it done, do some quick mix checks. Listen to bass and drums together. Then listen in the full track, flip on mono, and make sure the low end doesn't disappear or get messy. If the kick and snare start losing impact, the bass is probably too long, too loud, or too dense. Use EQ8 if needed to clean up low-mid buildup, but don't rely on EQ to fix a groove problem. In this style, spacing and note choice do more than boosting the sub ever will. Let's pull out the main takeaways. The Hot Pants subsign bounce is about rhythmic phrasing, not just sound design. Keep the sub mono and clean. Use short notes and deliberate rests. Let the break lead the conversation. Add just enough saturation to give the bass some grit and presence. And keep the arrangement moving with small changes every few bars so the drop stays alive. If you want to practice this properly, make two versions of the same one-bar bass idea. Version A should be your basic bounce. Version B should change just one or two things, like moving a note later, removing a hit, or shortening a note. Then loop both over the same break and listen for which one feels more jungle and which one feels more roller. That's a great way to train your ear for this style. So remember, in dark old school DNB, the bass doesn't need to shout. It needs to lean, bounce, and speak at the right moment. Get the groove right, keep the low end disciplined, and the whole track starts feeling like it belongs in that 90s inspired world of tension, movement, and raw energy. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version or write it as timed sections for a full audio lesson.